This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility, inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi. Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language.
जब भारत को आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा की जरूरत हुई, तो महाराष्ट्र के महान संतों ने ऋषियों के ज्ञान को मराठी भाषा में सुलभ कराया. महाराष्ट्र के कितने ही संतों ने भक्ति आंदोलन के जरिए मराठी भाषा में समाज को नई दिशा दिखाई.
Prime Minister Modi said the government sees every language as mainstream voice. He pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. The Prime Minister said that since 1878, the Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan has been a witness to the country's 147-year journey. He added that the conference is being held at a time when the nation is celebrating 350 years of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's coronation. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. The External Affairs Ministry today said the recent statements about US aid funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into the matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about US aid funding. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian mission in Panama is in touch with local authorities regarding the Indian nationals brought to Panama and Costa Rica on deportation flights from the US. Replying to media queries, Mr. Jaiswal said they are verifying details to determine whether the individuals concerned are Indians or not. On the US flights carrying Indian deportees to Amritsar, the spokesperson said that India had shared its concerns with the US government. He informed that New Delhi has emphasized that those being deported should be treated humanely and that their religious sensitivities should also be taken into account. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. India initiated the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, in 2019. The External Affairs Minister added that today, CDRI has 42 nations and 7 organizations as its members. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the 5th largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. Hamas has announced the names of latest Israeli hostages to be released tomorrow amid mounting outrage over the Palestinian group's admission that it released the wrong body instead of Shiri Bibas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirmed that the hostages' families have been informed of their imminent release. Meanwhile, Arab leaders of all 6 Gulf states are meeting in Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh today to strategize a countermeasure against US President Donald Trump's controversial proposal to redevelop Gaza. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru put up 167-7 in the stipulated 20 overs after asked to bat first by Mumbai Indians skipper Harmanpreet Kaur in Bengaluru. In reply, Mumbai women were 75-3 in 8 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.